Harvard President Charles Eliot wrote that books are the quietest and most constant of friends. They are the most accessible and wisest of counselors, and the most patient of teachers. Welcome to the St. Mary's Library My Favorite Book Podcast, where you'll hear about the books that are our community's most constant friends, wisest counselors, and most patient teachers.
As I sit here on the night of my 45th birthday, I remember Nick Carraway, 15 years my junior, who stumbles upon his own birthday in the lull of events leading to the climax of my favorite novel, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Certainly this book is unique among its literary peers in that its author explicitly attempted and succeeded in writing the great American novel. Jay Gatsby, the magnificent enigma of the story, survives and suffers from a heightened sensitivity to the promises of life, a life that Nick narrates with vivid detail and detachment. Having taught this book for years, I'm drawn each time that I reread it to the mystery of Gatsby, his origin, his dream, and the melancholy mix of opulence, optimism, and exploitation. The story transports me to a lurid luxury of the white palaces along the shores of Long Island Sound in the summer of 1922. I share with Nick a simultaneous attraction and revulsion for the foul dust that floats in the wake of Gatsby's dreams, as Gatsby dispenses starlight to casual moths, pandering to a panoply of emptiness, the women in yellow dresses dancing in Gatsby's blue garden, the pyramid of pulpless fruit halves discarded after a weekend of music and gin, a world described as a womb of purposeless splendor, a world watched by the inanimate eyes of Dr. T.J. Eckelberg in the Valley of Ashes. But the vanity of those scenes is poignantly counterposed by the unfolding revelations of the elusive host. Who can forget or fully fathom Gatsby, arms outstretched in solitude, yearning across the water toward a blinking green light, and the golden girl Daisy, whose voice carries a whispered listen, a promise that she has done exciting things just a while since, and that there are exciting things hovering in the next hour. The brute Tom, wistfully seeking the dramatic turbulence of some irrecoverable football game. The ever-vital, evergreen Myrtle, who carries her surplus flesh sensuously as some women can. And the dawning magic of Gatsby's pursuit, a vision as close and yet as unapproachable as the blocks of the sidewalk, forming a ladder, mounting to a secret place above the trees. Nick ventures to say, you can't repeat the past, but the colossal vitality of Gatsby's illusion births his reply. Can't repeat the past? Why, of course you can. And so we read on this classic of American literature, the tale of a following of a grail, the thirst for the incomparable milk of wonder, and the accompanying inescapable sorrow of reclaiming a lost youth.